Panui Newsletter. Update about a common payment framework. Tuesday, the 27th of January 2026. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of the Crown response to the Abuse in Care Inquiry. Ma whakaromo me akohuri te tai. Listening, learning, changing. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 10th of March 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Panui Newsletter. Update about a common payment framework. Tuesday, the 27th of January 2026. This Panui Newsletter is from the Crown Response Office. We coordinate, monitor and report on the government's response to the Royal Commission. Updates on the government's response to the Royal Commission's recommendations. The government's response to the Royal Commission's recommendations covers the following three areas: addressing the wrongs of the past, making the care system safe, and empowering those in care, their whānau in communities. In this newsletter, we provide an update about addressing the wrongs of the past and the development of a common payment framework and making the care system safe. A common payment framework. Survivors seeking a settlement payment for abuse and or neglect in state care will benefit from a clear, consistent and fair approach that reflects the severity and frequency of the abuse and or neglect they experienced, irrespective of where they were in care or when the abuse or neglect occurred. A common payment framework, the framework, has been developed by the Crown Response Office, Ministry of Social Development, Orana Tamariki, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, Te Puni Kōkiri, Department of Corrections. It is used by the following redress agencies: Ministry of Social Development, Orana Tamariki, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, Te Puni Kōkiri, Department of Corrections, following completion of the assessment process of their redress claims. The framework replaces the previous practice of these agencies using their own framework or ways of determining payments. This practice was heavily criticized by survivors for the differences in payment amounts for similar types of abuse and or neglect and the lack of transparency about why the amounts were different. There are two sections to the framework. 1. Payment categories. The categories set out what payment will be offered for what kind of abuse and neglect. 2. Definitions of abuse and neglect. The definitions explain key terms used in the payment categories. For more information, to read the summary, go to this short link, aicomms.nz/2767. Links to the full framework PDF and Word files are on the summary page. The framework is not in alternate formats. Or to download it, go to this short link. Distressing content warning: the information contains definitions about abuse and neglect and may be distressing for some readers. You can find information about support on the Crown Response Office website at this short link, aicomms.nz/8495. As a reminder, there is a Survivor Experiences service for people who were abused in state, faith-based, or other forms of care, as well as for a survivor's whānau. Survivors and whānau can contact the Survivor Experiences Service to organize a time and place to either share their experiences or seek record support. Call 0800-456-090. Text 8328. Email contact at survivorexperiences.govt.nz. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. To find out more about the Survivor Experiences Service, visit www.survivorexperiences.govt.nz. Building and strengthening care safety. Around half of the Royal Commission's recommendations for government action are focused on making the current care system safe by safeguarding people in care or preventing entry into care in the first place. The Crown Response Office is working with the care agencies to identify the gaps in existing settings and requirements to keep people in care safe, so options to resolve them can be developed. This work responds to recommendations relating to the system for regulating care services in New Zealand. The recommendations include establishing care safety principles, reviewing roles and functions, looking at options for a duty of care, safeguarding, workforce standards and training, complaints processes. This work will be driven by a cabinet-mandated safety in care system leadership group. The group will address current gaps in core safety functions across the care system and in individual care sectors. To find out more, read the proactively released cabinet paper, Building and Strengthening a Care Safety System in Response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care. Survivor Support and Recognition Fund closing soon. Applications for the fund close Friday, the 27th of February 2026. The Survivor Support and Recognition Fund is a contestable fund for non-government organizations and community groups to deliver support and services to survivors of abuse and neglect in care. Local authorities to memorialize unmarked graves. To find out more, visit Hapai Hapori Community Matters at this short link, aicomps.nz/6330. Alternate formats of the Pānui newsletter can be found on the Crown Response Office website at this short link, aicomps.nz/4537. Contact details. General Inquiries email, contact@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz. Postal, Crown Response Office, Te Kaua Mataraho, Public Service Commission, P.O. Box 329, Wellington 6140. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 10th of March 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.